All right, we've been going through this article by Rav Hershel Schachter on Masorah, which he has in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav. So yesterday I mentioned, or he mentioned in the article, that there's a klal, Azlinim Bataruba, we follow the majority. Let's say we pass him like Beit Hillel over Beit Shammai. There's more voters for Beit Hillel than Beit Shammai. But the Rav explained that's only when everybody's more or less in the same ballpark, everybody's in the same league. He says, but if one group of people is more inferior than the other, then we wouldn't say it that way. And he quotes, he said, the Rav said in Yiddish, he said, if my grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, would hold one way, and all the members of the RCA would hold the other way, I'd go like Reb Chaim. And there's a piece in the Sefer Achinuch where he has the same idea. This is in Mitzvah Ayin Chet, where he talks about going after the Rabbim. He says, Uvechirat rov ze lefi hadomahu, b'sheshnei akitur acholkot yodot b'chachmanat Torah b'shaveh. When we say follow the rov, assuming people are more or less equivalent, then we follow the majority. He says, "She'ein lomar shekach chachamim wetet lo takriya katburim meruba v'apil ki yotzei mitzrayim." But if you have one group, they're tamid chachamim, and the other people are like zeros, so they could be like yotzei mitzrayim. We're going to follow the tamid chachamim with this. All right. Did you want to ask something, or you're good? Okay. I'm sorry, you're raising your hand. Okay. Now he mentions also that the Kavner Rav, that's Rav Avram Duber Kana Shapiro. So he was a big Talmid Chacham between the two world wars, and he wrote the Shas and Shubas Devar Avram. So he wrote this glowing Haskama for the Rav. Before the Rav came to America in 1930, he went to the Devar Avram to write a type of Haskama for him. So he writes, I'm not going to do the whole thing. And he says, like, Kuchav Gadol Mazhir Kitzed Hashemesh B'Gburato. He says, like, this is bright star, like the sun, that's Ola Al Shemei HaTalmud Al Yiral B'nai Yisrael. It's going to illuminate everything for B'nai Yisrael. And then he goes, he speaks about the Rav, but among other things, he says, Balacha Kmoto B'chol Makom. His halacha is like him in every place. So the way that Rav Shachter understands it is he had kavana to say that the Rav is like such a gadol, like he trounces everybody else, and that's the same idea that he was saying. And then he mentions that that he heard from Rav Yeruchim Gerelik. Rav Gerelik was one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva B'Zechanan. So Rav Gerelik, he had a shul in the Bronx. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, of Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik in Europe. So he says that Rav Gerelik said that Rav Chaim Ozer very much was Machshiv Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And he said that the whole Bria is divided into, like in philosophy, the world is created in four categories, right? You have domain, inanimate objects, someach, things that grow. Then you have the chai and medaber. In other words, the thing, living creatures and speaking creatures are humans. That's the way that the philosophers divide, you know, everything in this world, the earth. You have domain, you know, someach, you know, the inanimate object, the plants, and then the chai, and then the medaber. So he said, but the Reb Chaim Moses said there were five categories. He said the Brisker Rav, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, is in a whole category. But anyway, that's the way he was mashiv it. Okay, now he mentions this from the Seder Adorot. It's a sefer by the way I remember Reb Yechiel Halper, and he brings down in the Seder Adorot from a sefer Shalshelet HaKabbalah. Now he mentions that it's a famous machloket among the Balei Tosfot between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu about tefillin. So Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that when it says Ukshartam le'oraydecha v'yutzpo b'dinecha, that every day you're supposed to do the knots on the tefillin a new time. In other words, so in the morning, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, when I put on my tefillin, I don't put on tefillin the way we put on tefillin. I would have to, you know, redo the knots of the tefillin and then put them on. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he holds you put on tefillin regularly. So that's a well-known machloket, which is brought down in Tosfos in at least two places in Shas. So he brings down, though, that in the Sefer brings down they were able to ask this question of Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know how they were able to ask. One person said in the Beis Medrash it might be like through Sheilat Kalom, like sometimes in a dream you'd ask somebody. But they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that meaning Rabbeinu Tam and this Rabbeinu Eliyahu, they asked him what the halacha was, and he said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu taught him that Ukshartam means to make a new kesher like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, not like Rabbeinu Tam. And in the story, Rabbeinu Tam is Doka, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. So in connection to this, the Rav mentioned that his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, said this story, you're not allowed to even repeat it, because it's apikursus, because the Torah is called Torah Moshe. And if Lu Yatzur, we would have heard from Moshe Rabbeinu a certain pshad, then that's the pshat. And it can't be that somebody's cholek with what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And he says, and to say that Rabbeinu Tam was so eklapei Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt it was like apikorsis. And then he mentions a similar story in the footnote, and then we'll just call it a night. He says, in the beginning of the Sefer, Amudei Shmuel, is written by the grandson, by Rav Nachman Shmuel Yaakov Mariasser. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but it was Yav Bezdin and Brock, which is an area near Lumja. He was published with the Haskama Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Sefer. So in the Sefer, he mentions in the Sefer, he repeats a machloket between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel, that tracks the machlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. So in the Sefer, that's what relates that story, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a machloket with Bezalel, which was the same, and the machloket was over, was the heaven created first, or the earth was created first? That's what it was. And Reb Chaim asked the author to leave that story out of it. He felt that story is, you know, off the derech. To say that somebody has a machloket with Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt is off the derech. So he said, but it's mentioned in the Panim Yafot, which is safer by the Haflaa. But Reb Chaim said, please, I want you to leave that story out of it. So he said, if I can, I will. So he went to where they were publishing the Sefer in Warsaw, but they already printed it up. So he published with it like a notification that Reb Chaim felt that story was not... Anyway, the main idea being, though, that twofold. One, not everybody is equal. Like when you talk about machlokot, not everybody's opinion is the same opinion. And then when we talk about who we're going to follow, so you can have 80 people say one way and 10 people say the other, but the other 10 people are big tummy to come, and the other people are in a different getter, then you follow the 10 people, even though they're in one category. And then the other point is that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, is if you send somebody's cholik with that, it says, Zichru Torah Moshe. He says, in other words, the Torah is called Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. It does not doesn't make any sense that Moshe Rabbeinu would say, hey, somebody's cholik with him. All right, what's up? What do you got for me, Yosef?
Didn't Bezalel argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu then...
Yeah, so right. So there, Bezalel says, isn't it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said A to you and not B? And then he said, thank you for reminding me. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's a little different. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Rabbi Chanan Bechashvar.